On the outside, the brick building that houses Westside Works is pretty unassuming. It's secured by a black padlocked iron fence and sits on the corner of Joseph E. Lowry and DeSoto Streets. The building used to be E.R. Carter Elementary School. It was named after one of the city's most influential pastors. Originally built in 1928, the school closed for good in 1994. It remained boarded up until the Arthur M. Blank Foundation took it over. Now it's used to help train and develop skilled workers in various fields like construction and healthcare assistance. That's what happens inside Westside Works. But outside the black iron fence is the rest of the neighborhood. And that's where the conversation with Frank Fernandez begins.
How important is it for these residents to be a part of what's happening with the stadium being built just down the way there?
I think it's pretty critical and central for them to not to only be a part of it, but just to really understand some of the, you know, to me, ultimately, what it's about is opportunity. You know, folks in these neighborhoods have been isolated from opportunity, comprehensively speaking, for a long time. That's what concentrated poverty does. And so what can we do to help give them the tools they need to access that for them to own it? Because it's at the end of the day, they got to own it. They got to be doing part of it. If it's just a bunch of outsiders coming in, it's not going to work, and it's not going to, for substantive and political reasons.
Frank Fernandez is Vice President of Community Development for the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation. The nonprofit is investing $15 million in a Westside Neighborhood Prosperity Fund. As we continue our conversation, we take a walk around the neighborhood. Fernandez goes on to say, the community has to play a part in the redevelopment of the neighborhoods.
So the community has to play a central role in all this for this initiative to be successful and for this neighborhood to really be a place over the long term that's inclusive, that allows longtime residents to stay and grow with the change, as well as accept new residents. Because I think everyone recognizes you have to accept new. There's just a fear that if you do that, are you going to be displacing folks? Because that's not something anyone wants.
But residents have been made promises before when the Falcons' current stadium, the Georgia Dome, was being built, and community leaders have not forgotten those empty promises. Fernandez admits he doesn't blame the surrounding community for being distrustful.
Yes. So, you know, the things that I've heard in my first year usually come in two forms. One is, this is going to be like the last time around and nothing's going to happen. It's, you know, continuing this streak of broken promises. Or you're going to get rid of all of us and we're all going to be displaced. And so to me, those are legitimate concerns. And then until you see something different, that's what they should be thinking until we start showing them something different is happening. And I think from our perspective, you know, there was a whole community benefit planning process that reached out to the community. And this precedes me, so I wasn't here for it, but I've heard about it. And there was some good and bad to it. But there was a process where the community did provide a lot of feedback to the city as well as to the Falcons and the foundation in terms of what they wanted to see. What is it that their neighborhood needed and what role they wanted to play?
Criminal activity is rampant. The Vine City and English Avenue neighborhoods are in Zone 1 of the Atlanta Police Department. According to APD crime stats, in 2013 there were 26 murders. Last year, 27. And so far in 2015, 3 homicides. Boarded up, burnt out, and trash-infested areas are a common sight in these neighborhoods. Back to Frank Fernandez.
So blighted property is a huge issue and something we've been working with community members, with Invest Atlanta, with City Legal, Solicitor's Office, Center for Community Progress, Department of Justice, Land Bank Authority, bringing in a lot of different players because it is such a pervasive issue. In English Avenue and Vine City, on the residential side, 43% of the properties are either vacant and or abandoned. We estimate that there are probably at least 400 properties in these two neighborhoods that would be called blighted in some form or fashion. And so it's a huge issue. It's an issue because they're magnets for crime. It's an issue because of safety and kids go play in them. And it's an issue from a redevelopment perspective because investors and others aren't going to come and try to fix a house up or what have you if it's just surrounded by other boarded up or burnt out houses.
During our conversation, we meet Ronaldo.
How long you live in this neighborhood?
About 4 years. Yeah. It's all right. I can't complain. You know how that is.
What can you tell me about the neighborhood?
It's a nice little neighborhood stuff. You know, mostly they don't, drugs is not around here, but you can go and get some and come back, you know. But other than that, it's all good, you know. Everybody stay here. Yeah, you know, it's good and sometimes it's bad, you know. It all depends, you know.
What do you mean it's bad?
It's like say if I'm going to the store and I have to go all the way to Simpson, it's kind of hard, because if you go to those apartments right by the Family Dollar, that's the drug area. And this here is not a drug area, you know. So that's why I'm kind of staying here, you know what I'm saying?
And then we talked to Laverne Woods, who lives nearby on Simpson Road.
What do you think of the neighborhood?
I don't like it, and the disrespect of people, and they don't know how to treat people around here, and I don't like the homeless being out here on the ground when they can get a place for them to stay.
Woods says she doesn't like the idea of too much new development coming in, because that usually means residents will be forced out.
Yes, I'm worried about that. Yes, I don't like it, but, you know, we can't do nothing about it.
Where would you go if that happened?
I couldn't tell you.
Westside Works can't keep developers out of the Vine City and English Avenue neighborhood, says Fernandez. That's not the organization's focus. But he says Westside Works is committed to helping the residents improve their quality of life.
To me, a big part of this effort is a Hearts and Minds campaign to get folks believing that change is possible. Because I think that's one of the other, beyond, when you have to live in concentrated poverty, you don't have access to opportunities. You don't have the tools you need to be able to have a shot at being successful. And a lot of times it robs you of kind of the sense of possibility, sense of hope. And to us, where we do have some success, we are able to point to neighborhood residents. How do we lift them up and say, look, this is starting to change? It's not easy. You got to put in the work. They put in the work. But it's possible, and it's starting to happen. And not to overpromise, because this stuff is not easy. This stuff is hard, and it takes time. We're not going to, in 2 years, you know, the stadium will be done in March 2017. This project will not be done on March 2017. It's going to be 10 to 20 years. Will we have, hopefully, you know, use a football metaphor, some first downs? Yes. You know, we think this is one, we're working on others. But it's going to take a while.
So you're not just going to build the stadium and run?
No, that is not our intention.
Reports on the plight of Vine City and English Avenue have been well documented. This area of West Atlanta has drastically changed since its days as the center for civil rights activism. There's no guarantee timeline for when or even if these neighborhoods will ever turn around. But there is a template for success, and that's the Eastlake area. It was once nicknamed Little Vietnam because of the crime and poverty, and it was called the most dangerous neighborhood in the country. Now, it's a thriving mixed-use community. For a closer look, I'm Rose Scott.